Okay, Ruth?
Hi, everybody.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Nice to see so many friends from one college or another this afternoon. Great to see you. I think we all have the scent of the membership. I think we all are very grateful to the executive team that's been working so hard on this. I would like to offer a motion. Since we only meet once a year, and we're not going to be able to wait on some of this for another year, I would offer this motion that the membership authorize the executive committee to act in its behalf on this issue as time passes.
Second.
Ruth has made a motion and Ana Maria Valle has seconded. Does everybody understand the motion? Is there a discussion? Yes.
Yeah. Well, shouldn't they, even if they're going to act on our behalf, shouldn't they still inform us?
Yes.
Before they act on our behalf. Democracy. They may come to some plan of action and they want to act on our behalf, but they should inform us, an email or something, this is what we are planning to do, and still give people an opportunity to object or whatever. But I do think information is always, or having served on a board of governors, you really need to inform people before you make a final decision.
I agree.
Vis-a-vis that, I think that's what Katie Lyons' letter is. She's saying July 1, 2020.
But so should our board.
I don't think it's fair to load the good of all of us, and with as complex as this all is, on the three of you. I just don't think that's fair. It's not that I don't trust you, it's that, you know, we can call an extra meeting. We can make motions at unofficial meetings that when we need to meet. And if, you know, if I'm out of town, then so be it. But I would be opposed to this without more input from us. I just don't think it's fair.
And I would agree with that. The board has never taken any serious action. In fact, any action that involved retirees, we have brought it always for ratification to the membership. In the spirit of what has been said, there are 410 of you that have emails, okay? And there's about 300 that don't have email addresses. So we wouldn't be able to reach all of you, but at least, as you can say, we could get feedback on actions that we plan to take, and if there's general consensus among the 410 of you by email, then we could probably feel comfortable that if it's action that needed to be taken right away, there's sometimes action has to be taken now, and so it's, as you know, there's 8 of us in the exec board, I would not be inclined, you know, to do something that would be disastrous for the retirees, but it doesn't matter. I think Barbara's right that we really need all of you to participate and yes.
I just want to say I served on the benefits committee a little tiny bit. I worked on it, and it's really worth it to take the time to do your reading and inform yourselves. I strongly encourage you to pick the plan, look at the plan that's going to apply to you, read it, and compare it to what we have now. Apply it to what your own medical challenges are, because you'll really see where you're at, and you'll get a much better idea, and it'll help you, help us support the people that are really doing the work. I strongly encourage you to read the plans.
Okay, further, yes.
You know, we know the district will be aware of this meeting at some point,
And I think one of the proactive things you could do is actually ask for funds, because then you're being proactive versus reactive. And the motion was passed and it was approved. And for people that said, well, okay, I'm going to give money, what if others don't? What if we don't need it? There could be a contingency that you could get that, those funds back if it turns out that we end up going through with this without having to take legal action. Not that anyone us are super rich, but there are people that are ready to write a check. If you had come up with a number, I'm not sure if we did. So I don't agree with the idea that we don't need to take action right now.
Okay.
Somebody asked for an address as to where to send money. Is there an address we can give them?
It's
too early.
No, it's the address is on the on every newsletter. The last page, there's an address there. It's a P.O. box to the VCCDRA. It goes to Marie Suhu, and then she could forward it to the treasurer.
We'll have to set up for a separate.
And again, if you go to the website, VCCCDRA, for Retirees Association.org, all the newsletters are there. So just look at the newsletter, look at the last page.
I think we need to speak to the motion that was made and seconded. But I do have another comment. There's a lot of stuff on here we can read. But there's some stuff on here that I have heard personally that CalPERS, all the doctors that we have now, aren't covered by CalPERS. And I know there's a lot of people in here that have medical issues that they're already dealing with, and they have doctors they've been dealing with. I know one person I contacted, they switched to CalPERS. There was one doctor in their county that was authorized to do the back surgery. She had to wait 1 year.
May I ask, do you know which plan she was on? Machine Select?
No, I don't know which one it was.
That matters.
You know, it was 1 year. So we got to be very careful with this.
Well, people,
yes, be sure to look at the last page of the handout. And all of the committees are there, and we ask you to look at them, especially the legal committee. To sign up. Okay, the motion is to give the executive board to authority to act on its behalf. Any further discussion?
Call for the question.
Okay, the question's been called for. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Okay, the ayes have it. But since you've given us that authority, believe me, as president, I will keep you informed as we go with anything serious that comes up. We've come to the end of the meeting. It's been a very fruitful meeting. Thank you for coming, and we'll keep you informed.